Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, everybody? That's right. Welcome to the What More Can I Say podcast, episode 16. Nuts!
Yes.
Episode 16.
Yes.
I'm one of your co-hosts, Soga Paul. Let me go ahead and introduce everybody. This lady of the pod. Let me get it out of there first. Get her out there first.
Come on.
Kiki, what's up?
Hey, guys. Happy Sweet 16. Yes, to the pod.
Ooh, Sweet 16. I like that. Zach Boog, what's happening, big dog? Talk to us.
What's up, brother? First thing I want to say to you, Tone, is don't ever do welcome to the podcast like that ever again with your head. Like, don't ever shake your head like that and say, welcome to the podcast. It just wasn't right. And your boy is on baby watch. So that's all I'm doing.
Baby be here. Baby watch. I've been getting criticized on the opening of the show. That people can't, like, Tone, you can open the show like this and everybody's critiquing. So I was trying something new. I was trying to come in, you know, with a little more energy. I don't know, man. Do you guys DMs get full of critiques for the pod like I do?
I have one consistent person who hits me up every single week. Shout out to Maris. He literally critiques the pod from start to finish every week, but it's always good stuff. So he always has great feedback. So
shout out to Maris.
Yes.
Shout out, Maris. Shout you out, Maris. Thank you. Thank you for watching. Oh, yeah, man. Guys, remember, subscribe. If it's your first time, hit that subscription button every Tuesday, and we are ready to get it in. Let's go. First up, the biggest news is Kamala Harris being named the running mate for Joe Biden. So possibly we could have our very first African-American female as the vice president.
Yes.
So this is a huge deal. We got to go to the lady of the pod. What's going on, Kiki? How do you feel when you heard this?
You know, I'm happy. I'm happy about it. I'm excited about it. You know, on the heels of the Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion WAP record, okay? Then we get this news. I'm like, women, I don't know, man. 2020 is looking up for women right now. So I'm excited about it. I want to see what she does, what she brings to the table. I know people, you know, going to dig up her past and, you know, it's going to be some things that may or may not come out. But this election is too important for us to be playing around. So we definitely need a black woman in there, okay, to get some things done. So I'm here for all of it. Yes.
Let's go. Zach Boog, you saw the announcement. And did you immediately go back to Kamala Harris versus Joe Biden? I mean, remember, she was trying to run for president. Mm-hmm. And she kind of got at him in a debate. Did you think about that?
I thought about that, but, you know, they're Democrats and they all trying to defeat Trump. So I definitely think they put the past behind them. But what really made me think the most, I'm really excited about Kamala Harris. I'm excited about a black woman being in there and, you know, showing what she can do. But I do have one question for Kamala Harris. Like, it's the elephant in the room. Nobody really wants to say it, but, you know, I will. Kamala, why didn't you marry your brother? I gotta ask that question. Yeah, I do. Let me add to you why. I have to ask that question because she went to a HBCU. She pledged, AKA. She was a Capital sweetheart. Huh?
She did pledge at Howard.
She pledged at Howard. I just wonder. I'm not saying it's not no points off. I just want to know, I would love to ask her, you know, what was it about the brothers that turned you off, you know?
Who said she was turned off? She just didn't marry one. God.
She didn't turn. You know, it was Howard, whatever year she was going to, you went to an HBCU, and shout out to, because it looks like from the picture that all of the brothers have sent me, shout out to my fraternity brothers, Made a Cap Alpha Psi, they seriously said it looks like Kamala Harris was a Kappa sweetheart. So, first of all, don't think that she was like, you know, out there with the noobs or anybody else. But I will say this. Usually a Kappa sweetheart at least dates a brother. at least dates one, exclusively dates one. And I'm sure she's a nice looking woman at Howard in DC.
How do y'all Chocolate City?
It does make you be like,
I just wonder what happened. That's it.
Y'all worried about the wrong things, okay? Y'all just need to support her. I don't give a damn who she married to. Girl, get in that White House and get this country together. So, yeah, no. Zach, you worried about
that. It's just things that make you say, Kiki. She went to arguably the number one HBCU in the country.
I disagree. The number one HBCU in the country, Tennessee State
and
University.
And it's located in what is called...
Not Tennessee.
Chocolate City.
Yes, that's all I'm saying. And listen, no. She pledged AKA. So listen, I pledged Alpha. So the reason I kind of feel a tad bit in this is because that's our sisters. You know what I'm saying? You mean to tell me it wasn't no Alpha brothers on the campus?
We can't please
of Howard University. No. That she was just like, I think this might be the one I end up with. I don't care. I mean, all them brothers.
Husband, let's give him his respect, could have swooped in and was like, it was Prince Charming. And she was like, you know what? I found who I love. So love is love. But I do wonder. Anybody would wonder that,
y'all,
Kiki. That's just
wonder.
Anybody.
We can't please you dudes. It's not enough that she's about to be the vice president. Like, at all the things she's done in her life to be successful, to be on her road to the White House, y'all worried about who she married?
No, I'm not worried about it. I'm just asking.
It's one of those. It's like a trivia question. Like, why?
I'm happy to see this perspective from black men, because black women always get that title of being mad that a brother is with a white woman or a woman outside of his race. So it's refreshing.
We will.
Y'all just
do be mad.
We will wonder if he went to an all black college, an all black college in a predominantly black city, and married a white woman. Yes, we would. It wouldn't be a problem. Everybody would just be like, dang, what happened? A lot of times, and we've said this before, we said this before on the radio, we've had conversations about this between us off camera, and I'll say this. You can't judge black men sometimes when they are in those, especially athletes. We've all talked about athletes marrying the white woman or whatever, the non-black one.
Why they can't be judged?
Because I'm not saying they can't be judged. I'm saying it's tough because they go to predominantly white universities. So the choice of women there is kind of slim and none. But if you go to Howard or you go to Morehouse, which is across from Spelman in Atlanta, and then you marry a white woman, people just gonna be like, oh, that's weird. That's all we're saying.
Whatever.
That's why I asked the question, how did the brothers turn you off? Because you can't tell me Kamala is fine. So, you know, it wasn't like she wasn't getting no play. You know, she was walking around campus, AKA fine, dude was at her. So I just want to know what brother did it. That she was like,
no, but we still, I get what you're saying, Kiki. It's just a question, and we're not giving our husband enough credit. That's probably more, we're not giving him enough credit.
I could go in, but you know, I'm not gonna get that tonight. I'm not giving that energy.
I just want to know. No, I'm giving it. I came to pod.
You know, it might be, but I'm saying she could have had one of you Howard, AK, Greek men.
That's Mr. Black College over there.
And y'all, she could have had one of y'all, and she'd probably be dealing with a lot of other scandals right about now on her way to the White House. I'm just saying. So don't get mad at her because she wouldn't got her a nice man with nothing else going on.
White men got scandals too.
Not her. Not the one she picked.
So now you saying brothers got scandals? Brothers got scandals.
I'm just saying it's always so. Y'all always doing something. It's always something. She would
look at Kiki is ready to get at us, and we're gonna let you calm down.
You
Kiki, we about to let you calm down, champ. We about to let you calm down. You came to pod. You got it. What you got? You got an incredible Hulk in your glass. You got some Hennessy. I was saying that. What you doing, man? You spicy today, man. Hey, look. You seem a little spicy today. Now, this is going to just be me. It could be a different part of the house. But.
What?
Your background look different. Now, it seems like you be doing, like, some of the pods at your man house. And maybe you... And I know, dudes, we don't have curtains. So, I mean, We don't have good curtains like you got behind you. Y'all get something going on. That's why you spicy. You at home.
Now, everything's good over here, baby. Everything's good and copacetic over here. Everything's relaxed. However, I'm about to start giving y'all virtual backgrounds. You can't do nothing right with black people. Y'all always in each other backgrounds. That's why I don't turn my camera on for no work Zoom meetings. Like, y'all don't need to see me, period. Y'all too nosy, all in the background. Don't worry about what's going on over here, okay?
Hey. All right. Well, we all are, like we said, man, we're all watching the presidential races coming up soon, right?
It's important.
And everybody's doing what they have to do to get votes. Now, I don't know... If it was me, and I'm not trying, I don't want to think that I'm not women bashing, I'm not doing any of this. But the conversation between Joe Biden and Cardi B was cringy. Zach, when you watched this, how did you feel? When you, it just seems like a reach, like you reaching for votes at this point.
I was very uncomfortable, but it wasn't Cardi B. It wasn't Cardi who messed me up. It's Joe Biden every time he talks. If you notice, his eyes don't open, and he goes, "Well, let me tell you what I mean, Cardi, I know." Like, when he tries to do his I'm cool thing, it throws me off all the time. You know, he'll be like, "Hey, I know what you're talking about." I'm like, "What? Why are you talking like that? I know you don't talk like that normally, Joe." You know, like, I would ask Mr. Biden to please open his eyes and talk regular. You don't have to put on your "I'm talking to black people" voice. And that's what I get. That's the vibe I get from him. And Cardi B just put out a song called "Wet Ass P Word," and it's so hard to hear her now talk to the president, to the future president of the United States,
about Medicare.
About and then she didn't even say, she said free Medicare. I thought she was trying to say healthcare, but she kept calling it Medicare.
She kept calling Medicare free. I was like, Cardi, Medicare is free.
You
pay into it.
Yeah, Medicare is free. And, you know, I just saw your whole, I mean, I just watched the video of WAP, you know? So it's kind of different. Now you got on your blazer and your long nails. It was very cringeworthy. But like I said, it wasn't Cardi. It was Joe Biden who bothered me.
Yeah.
Kiki, I know you want to stick up for the ladies, but tell me when you watch this, you were like, at some point, we got to stop reaching to try to get the black vote.
Well, listen, I'm not mad at him talking to Cardi. I'm not mad at presidents. I'm not. You know why? Because there's so many women around the world, just like Cardi, that need to go vote in November. Like, we need their votes. So I'm not upset about him talking to her, but I'm with Zach. I do notice that he tried to bring on this other type of swag, and it's like, bro, we don't need that. We don't need that. And then when she was talking to him, she kept bringing up the healthcare thing. He never said anything about that. Then she said, "Well, you know, I want everybody to have free education." And he goes, "Well, if you roll with me, you're going to get free education down at the community college." Like, it just seems so like,
what? See, that's what I be talking about. That's what I be talking about.
At the community college, that's because she kept calling free healthcare Medicare. So he was trying to play it down. I don't know. It just, to me, I'm going to keep it a buck. Okay. And I'm probably going to get drugged for it.
Uh-oh.
I'm telling everybody with their vote to be careful with it. Use it. Research the people that you're doing. Not voting is not a cool thing to do. I like what Cat Williams said, and we'll get to Cat in a minute, about basically, hey, write somebody in if you don't, but use your vote. It's your right, and it's what we should be doing as Americans. The fact of the matter is, it just feels like everybody's pandering to us. That's it's like a step and shuffle. It's not cool. Step and fetch it, rather. It's not cool, and it feels nasty to me. I'm keeping it real. Joe Biden is not going to talk to Cardi B. And I'm not saying Cardi B shouldn't be in that realm and having that type of conversation. I feel like her people did her a disservice by letting her go out on her own. It should have been a recorded statement. Let her go. Let her say something and positive to vote. But having a conversation with Joe Biden, it looked nasty. And I don't care what anybody says. It looked nasty. Nasty. It's It's equally nasty. Kanye's here. That conversation is here. Kanye conversation with Trump is the nastiest thing I ever saw.
Oh my God.
That one was right up there.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this. Joe Biden, you talk to one more rapper, I'm voting for Kanye West. Keep playing with me.
No, you're not. No.
Keep playing
you
with me.
You can't vote for Kanye.
No, you're not. No.
Keep playing with me. At least Kanye isn't pandering to us.
Well, Kanye,
child. Kind of in a little bit.
Yeah, but you know, we need Cardi B. We need the Cardi B's of the world to relate to the young girls in the club who did never.
No,
I quit if he talks to the city girls. I quit.
Oh, baby. If he talks to JT and Young Miami, he got my vote 100%. Because I know we about to get some stimulus checks. JT and Young Miami going to talk about the best budget. So
Joe Biden, we ain't giving no money. We not voting for nothing unless you giving us some more money.
Money.
That's what you going to do.
Well, you know what, Cole? Girls, we probably should let him talk to the city girls. Yes. They don't get it.
Yes,
they definitely going to get us paid. And like, I'm going to tell all my followers not to vote for you. You're not giving us no money, Biden.
Yeah, you ain't giving us no money.
We're going to get all
that for. Oh, man. Okay, let's start. Speaking of giving, this is crazy. Everybody, most of us, I'm not going to say everybody, most of us, when we were growing up, we were getting spankings. That was a thing. It was a thing when I was growing up. I don't know about you guys. If you got put on timeout, were you a timeout kid, Zach?
No, but I didn't get many whoopings.
Kiki, timeout kid or got spankings?
I definitely got whoopings. Okay, I got whoopings. Not a lot, but my mouth.
I didn't get a lot.
Get popped in the mouth a lot.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. Definitely got
work. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So Lauryn Hill's daughter said something that is comparing her beatings to slavery. You got that comment, Kiki?
I do. So Lauryn Hill's daughter, Shayla Marley, or Selah Marley, I don't know if I'm saying it right, but she went on a rant on Instagram Live. She got on live and she started talking about her childhood. Her exact quote was, "She used to beat us," speaking about Lauryn Hill. She said she was very angry when we were growing up, and all Black parents be on that slave owner-ish. So that was her comments about her mother. Yes.
I think it's stupid, but I'll get into it in a minute. Zach, do you believe in capital punishment, that is, for the babies? You about to be a new daddy. You're already a daddy right now, but you got a new one coming. How do you feel about punishments when it comes to, like, the beatings?
I think about it differently. You know, it really depends on the child. You know, I was a child that definitely didn't want to get hit. So you could just talk to me and I would understand. If your child can understand through talking, then just talk to them. If some don't, though, you know, I do have some rules for beatings. I don't think fathers should give whoopings to their daughters. That's just my personal preference, because I don't think you should just show yourself getting upset and hitting her. You know what I'm saying? That's why I just think that's a no-no. If you're going to get a whooping, it needs to come from your mama. Mm-hmm. If it's going to be a girl. But my little boy, depending on how receptive he is to my words, he may get a few whoopings. At least, you know, you like, I didn't get a lot of whoopings, but I did get popped a lot. I got hit a lot. I got pinched a lot. I got, you know, all those little things that your parents do to let you know you off track. And then it got to a point where me and my dad, we had a good relationship where we could just kind of talk through things. And I just didn't want to whoop it. So let's talk. Let's figure this out. And if he can do that, then I'm good. But I do want to say about her talking about her whoopings, she didn't get nothing different. Like, she was talking like it was so bad. She was like, she put my hand up, and then she with the other hand, she said, "Don't you do." I'm like, duh, that's what happens when you get a Black whooping. You know, you kind of like,
that's a Black whooping, Zach.
Yeah, a Black whooping. Boy, you are in your HBCU bag tonight, bro.
I'm so Black, y'all. I can't help it. I am really, really Black.
And
I grew up in Gary. That's a whole black city. I went to HBCU. That's a whole black college. And I've worked on nothing but urban black radio stations. I'm as black as it gets.
And I love it. And we love it. We love it. Kiki, yeah. How do you feel? When you become a mom, your son or your daughter, they do something that just gets you where it's spanking time. Do you do it or do you say time out or talking to? How do you feel?
You know, it depends on the it really does depend on the child. But you do have to establish respect. Like children, I don't know what they putting in the milk or Fortnite, but these little kids don't listen. They don't listen. They on TikTok, they cussing. Like it's just I have nephews and I'm just like, I don't remember if I was that grown and bad. I probably was at their age, but it's like these kids do need some discipline. And I feel like parents are too busy on Facebook all day that your kids are not, you know, being disciplined. So they going to school, they cussing out the teachers, they cussing out the police officers, they do, you know, it's just, it can go bad. So you definitely need discipline in your house. Now you do have to do what works for your child. I do not like when parents like are quick to get angry and beat a kid. Like don't whoop a kid when you real mad, when you angry. You
right, know? Right.
Like calm down and then whoop them. You know, like my mom used to set an appointment. Like, you know, I will see you at 3:00 today when you get off that school bus. And you like, oh God, so you your stomach hurting all day. You
right.
And so I definitely, if I have children, if you don't abide to what I'm saying to you, I will gladly tap you because kids need it. So I'm not against it, but you know, I Lauryn Hill just seemed like something wrong with her to me. Like I feel like something's wrong there. So she probably really went through something. I just feel like it may have been a dark household. She probably had incense burning, didn't turn the lights on. Stuff like that. I just feel like it was just a dark. She was just a dark person. So.
You are all of that. That's just for the spanking. Look, Kiki, I know you mad. You never got another miseducation of Lauryn Hill. You mad about that. Nothing ever happened. She made one album, won all type of Grammys, and never did anything ever again after that in the Fugees.
Yeah.
But I still say, you know, I think the lack of discipline in the home is probably some of the things you have to deal with the young people today, but that's what people say all the time. I heard it growing up. I would just say like you said, like all you guys said, is that it depends on the kid. Never beat them when you're angry. And don't be a yeller. See, I'm not a yeller. I'm not a yeller with my kids. So when I do yell and raise my voice and start talking crazy to them, they're like, uh-oh. This a whole nother dude than what I'm used to dealing with. So they know. So, I mean, even my kids, man, I probably may have gave, like, out of all of them, probably, like, 5 or 6 spankings, lifetime.
But you probably a good cop. You seem like you the good cop parent. Like,
now, I'm actually the bad cop parent. It's kind of like, yo, it's like, we gonna call your daddy. Because you know, we radio personalities, so you know how to use your voice. And again, like I said, it's a difference. When somebody's calm with you and fun and have fun and kicking it, I'm the one, I'm laughing, cracking jokes with you and having fun. And when that switches, you like,
right.
Wait a minute, I'm cursing, I'm yelling. They like, wait a minute, he don't even curse at me. You know? So it changes the dynamic instantly. They don't want that smoke. And you know, and afterward I said, look, that's not my thing. I don't wanna do, I wanna kick it with y'all. I love you. But you have no choice but to do everything I tell you to do. That's your job is to keep me happy.
That's why
Rubens and I'm gonna keep you happy. And it works.
That's why Rubens don't be working, because you can't whoop a kid for everything. You know what I'm saying? Like some parents, y'all just be over whooping. I'd be like, the kid is immune. He has a callus on his butt. He is not even feeling it. He don't even feel this. He don't even care. He know he getting ready to get this whooping. He gonna go out and do exactly what he said again. Because you always whoop them. Like, you have to, like you said, change the tone of your voice. Like, be cool for the most part. And then, like, I'm doing calisthenics with my kids. I'm like, okay, hold them dictionaries like this.
Thanks!
And squat what are you talking position. About?
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about. DCFS. No, Zach.
Hold dictionary.
Get in the chair. Get in the chair and hold these dictionaries.
Zach. You cannot use pledge tactics on your children.
That's what it sounds like. HBCU torture. Yes.
How you know? I'm a pledge so hard, but I'm not going to touch them. They're going to hate
me. We come from no hazing. We both are part of no hazing fraternities.
Right.
But I do understand that some things you pick up, you learn about, or you read about.
Yeah, you just told
me. Hey, now, this, y'all, we put this on the show thing, and on the show order, I have no idea about it. Yeah. Kanye West, who keeps making his way into our pod constantly. Kanye West with TikTok. Zach, we already know you're going to go crazy on him. Kiki, talk to me. What's up with Kanye West and TikTok? What's happening?
Kanye has been spending some much-needed quality time with his kids. So he was with North, and he said he tweeted out, you know, I've been spending time with North. We've been hanging out on TikTok. And he's like, while I love TikTok, I love the technology of TikTok, I don't like the content. I think he was like, I just had a vision. We need to have Jesus talk. So Kanye is like, I would like to partner with TikTok to create Jesus talk. And you know, I'm always with Kanye when he's ready to ride for the Lord. I do like that about Kanye. But I don't know if I want to be on Jesus talk. Like, what are we going to be talking about? Like, you know, so that's his new thing. Jesus talk is what he's up to now. Mm-hmm.
Kiki, Zach, that's
give him some jokes, Zach. I know you got some jokes.
Jesus talk sound like a Baptist preacher preaching on Youth Sunday. He'd be like, yeah, everybody doing that TikTok, but you need some Jesus talk in your life. What is Jesus talk? It sounds like something made up. That you know that when it's Youth Sunday and they be trying to use all the stuff that the kids do.
Yes, yes.
Man, I hate it. I hated seeing him say that. I was like, bruh, what is Jesus talk? Knock it off, man. Like, I'm all with the faith. I'm all with, you know, spirituality. I love church and I love God.
Yeah.
But come on, man. Ever since he found the Lord, he seemed like one of them pushy Christians. You know, them Christians say just be like, well, you know, brother. You're like, bro, just okay.
Are you saved? Are you saved, brother?
Are you saved? Yeah, brother, how you doing? That's come to church with me this Sunday.
That's the person. No, shout out to my church, shout out to fellowship, shout out to my fellowship family. People know not to talk to me in church. All right, but they were like, the pastor said, tell somebody something. I'm like, look, man, I'm not going to keep, we can't keep doing this the whole way. I love you to death. And then I done joined the church a million years ago, and they were like, I was like, I must look like a sinner. The lady was turning to me and was like, are you saved? I was like, no, you know the Lord, you should take that walk up there. I'm here every Sunday, lady. You're new.
Yes.
You're talking to me. I'm here. This is my matter of fact. You sitting in my seat.
No, that's
you know, I'm second row at the end.
That's real. I got any church, you know, shout out to my church. Jesus is the life. But listen, you got three turn to your neighbors out of me. After that third one, I'm not turning to nobody, so stop. I'm not tapping nobody on the shoulder. I'm not turning nobody. Like, I'm not here for all that. I can't stand that. I cannot
stand that. See, I grew up, I'm a PK, y'all. Like, I'm a preacher's kid. My dad was a pastor. Yeah, so I definitely know what that is. That's cheating. When a pastor is trying to make the word stretch and they ain't got nothing to say. When you look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm ready. And he'd be like, I'm ready. And then you look at your neighbor and say, to go. He'd be like, to go. And look at your neighbor. You just trying to stretch this word out, bro.
Yes.
You got 10 minutes worth of sermon, and you're trying to fill this 30-minute block. Knock it off. I know your tricks, okay?
Oh, my God.
I know your tricks.
You got three strikes with me. After that, I don't care if you turn into me. I'm not responding.
What if you say, now look at Kiki. What if he call you out personally?
Shout out to my pastor, because that's definitely something he would do. I'm in a small church. He definitely would call you out by name. I can't.
Oh, my God, man. Just so Kanye knows Kanye, the great thing about TikTok and all social media platforms, bro, you can make your TikTok totally Christian. And you can only follow people that are Christian. That way you can have your own Jesus talk without trying to create a whole nother app. That's it. Hey, man, I was burnt. That'd have been nasty on the pot. I'm saying, I was burnt.
No one is gonna be like that.
I mean, it wasn't burnt. We all burnt. Come on. Okay, anyhow. Cat Williams. Cat Williams comes out of nowhere. Just bang, pops up. Tekashi 6ix9ine wig, lace front. What did an event with Supreme. It was a great speech. It's like kind of like a State of the Union speech. You've been our resident comic, Zach. How do you feel about that?
Cat Williams is top five. No questions asked. Don't try to debate me on that. I know he has his trials and tribulations. He addresses his trials and tribulations.
But when you talk about what
a man does behind that mic, Paul, he's definitely top five, man. Like that was a stand-up. But he gave us 6 minutes of material and it was really good. You know, I love Cat, man. I like the way he talked about Trump in the bleach. He said, this is a man. You know how he talk. And then he gonna give you some real stuff right after it. So, you know, I thought it was dope. I didn't understand the Tekashi 6ix9ine wig that he had on. Maybe that was just playing off
trolling.
The time. Yeah, he's just trolling, playing off the time. But that's what Kat does. So I loved it. It's just good to see Kat back with an actual sponsorship. You know, Kat got a sponsorship. That's how you know times is hard. That's how you know you're not touring no more, is when you got to go get a real sponsorship. Cat Williams never had no corporations around him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was.
But
never
who was going to mess with him, brand. Zach? Exactly. Who was going to mess with him? Zach
made Supreme
bought a 9-year-old.
And lost. and took an L. That little kid whooped Cat Williams' ass.
which is insane. Kiki, you laughing over there. Do you think this was needed? Do you think Cat Williams, he gave us something to think about? Or was it just, it did all miss you?
No, Cat is always needed. Cat is like Zach said, definitely top five. Cat is actually like top three for me. I love all his stand-up. And of course he had to come and give us the Tekashi wig because Kat been wearing the hairstyles, the perms since, you know, before Tekashi even came around. So I love that he did that. It caught everybody's attention and everything he said was on point. I love it. He reminds me of one of my uncles that used to be a pimp. And like, you know what I'm saying? That uncle, he full of knowledge. You know what I'm saying? His life a mess, but he's full of knowledge. We all got one. I really respect Kat and I like Kat. So I was happy to see him back. And he can come say anything to me. I love him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you think about it?
I thought it was cool. I liked it. I'm a Cat Williams fan. Am I thinking top three? My favorite? I mean, because he hasn't done stand-up in a while. It would have been Eddie Murphy, of course. But I would say Dave Chappelle. I like Kevin Hart a lot. It's got to be two. Chris Rock.
Chris Rock.
I kind of want to put no, not Chris Rock there. Mike Epps. Mike Epps.
He's not in my top five, but I like
him. Cat and Chris Rock are probably fighting it out for that last spot. But yeah, Dave is 100% my under. If we talk right now, working right now, is Dave Chappelle, Kevin Hart, I gotta throw Mike Epps in at number three. I like Mike Epps a whole lot.
But did you like the message? What did you think about what he was saying?
I like the message. I thought it was clever. I thought it was what Cat is super smart. Most comedians are. I would say all of them are, really.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Flipped it the way he was moving between his topics and just being Cat Williams. You know what I mean? Kind of like smug. I got it. Like you said, it was good to hear from him. Good to see him. Was it needed? I mean, I don't really care.
It was a commercial.
Yeah.
It was a commercial. Right. But I think what makes a comedian great is the ability to take something complex and make it simple. And he does that so well. Like, he'll take a big, an important thing and turn it into something so simple that the common person can eat and digest. And he did that every time in this 6 minute, I mean, I guess speech or what's it?
I guess I was just I felt state of the union.
State of the union.
I think he felt like that because it wasn't no crowd. If you could get a reaction to what he was saying,
right?
Maybe you would feel more like it was a set. But I know that was a set for sure. It was pretty good. I enjoyed it. I did. I hope he come with a special or something.
Me too.
All right. Well, we know this wasn't a set. It was actually some real life stuff. This is real things that was happening. G Herbo, the audio was released of G Herbo when he got arrested in Atlanta when him and Ari got into it. Now, of course, we heard it all. Most of you didn't. If you didn't, he was talking about he had sex with her a couple weeks ago. He wanted his jewelry back and she's manipulative and all of this. What were your initial thoughts when you heard this, Kiki?
You know, I feel like, you know, I always do for Chicago dudes. So Herbo, Dirk, all of them, like, I feel like they related to me. So I hated that this came out. When I saw it, I was like, this was a year ago. We don't need this. It felt like my brother got exposed to something. You know, like, I just didn't want it to happen. And so when I heard what he was saying, it sounded like a commercial for all baby daddies across the country who are fed up with their baby mama. Like, the man sounded so frustrated. Like, I just wanted to help him. He said, I just hit it like 2 days ago. Why is she doing me like this? Like, he was so upset. Now, you know, it's messed up because he's in a relationship at the time with a whole nother girl. And he so casually was like, yeah, I just smashed my baby mama 2 days ago. Like, that just shows you how y'all dudes just, you know, don't do right. But, you know, in the first couple 30 seconds, I really felt bad for him. He was like, that girl is the devil. She just won't, you know, let me do right. And so, you know, I felt bad for Herbo. I felt like we did not need this. Whoever released this audio is petty as hell. And, you know, right. And, you know, but other than that, it's typical baby mama, baby daddy drama, child.
Oh, Zach Boog. When you heard this and you saw the footage, what were you thinking, brother?
I saw the footage and I said, right when a black man doing right, somebody got to come try to bring you down. This man is happy. He's peaceful. He's doing stuff for the kids. He's in a successful relationship. And y'all dig up something from a year ago. Mm-hmm. I saw it and didn't even talk about it on the radio because I was like, no, I'm not going to add to this. I'm not going to be a part of bashing a dude who's happy with his girl trying to do the right thing on some stuff that happened a year ago. I'm sorry. And yes, he was hurt. You saw he was hurt. He was like, I just hit it. You know, he was questioning his manhood at that time. Cause you know, you really think, you know, Tone, you know this. When you hit it good, you know you good for at least a week. You know you good for a week. You got it.
What do you know?
You got at least 5 days of grace, like of you being the man. You know, when you do your thing, you know, when you show out, you be like,
when you got a petty baby mama, baby.
But
I got advice.
Please, give
the boy some advice because yes. I thought it was petty.
It was.
Let me give G Herbo advice. And I didn't talk about it on the radio either. I love Herb. I love what he's doing. I love what happened. Shout out Dirk. Shout out to him and Drake. Laugh now, cry later. Shout out to Big Move.
Dope record.
I say it all the time. One move could change your life. You. This is going to be a huge thing for Dirk. But the thing is, probably G Herbo, he made a classic young man who has a baby mama mistake. Made a classic
that?
Mistake.
What was that?
Never should you ever hit it again. But I get it. Mm. He was, and I can tell you why he did it.
Because that's interesting.
You can see it. You can hear it in the conversation.
Yes.
Because she talking about Gervonta Davis and how she tried to make him mad. And I'm sure Gervonta man said something slick to Herbo. They might have had some slick exchanges and some. And as a young man who wears his ego on his shoulders, most of us do, was like, oh, you think you got my baby mama? Watch this. And just did it. To be doing it, because he says it so casually. It wasn't even like it was like it meant anything to him. He was just like, yo, I did that. So why is she tripping? Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's expecting them to be friends after that. And he probably did it again to get back. It probably was some slick words. I can tell you this, fellas, do not under any circumstances have sex with your baby mama. unless you are planning to be with her under any circumstances, because you're playing with feelings. You're playing with a woman's feelings that got your most important thing in your life.
Yeah,
I'm dropping gems right now. I can't
even drop the gem. You fine, baby. You fine.
I got notes about this.
Yep. Come on. Yep.
That she is in charge of the most important thing in your life.
Yes.
And she controls that.
Okay, I got a question for you, though. I got a question for you, Tone. What would you say to the man who's like, hey, you know, that's my baby mama. That's always going to be my baby mama. I'm going to hit her forever.
I mean, if that's when you got to leave her alone. Like, if you're the guy and somebody says that to you, he probably means that. And he probably got enough evidence to mean they like, yo, I've been doing this for a minute. Every guy that ever came in her life, you make her mad, she going to bend back to me. So I'm saying, if a guy tells you that, well, the baby daddy tells you that, you need to go about your business, because they got... And a lot of times, I've been through it. It's a lot of times that the new guy been there for 3 months and will talk greasy to you. And you thinking in your head, like, I got years with this woman. We got a kid together. We done been through ups, downs, happiness. In my mind, I just laugh. When it used to happen to me, I would laugh, like, yo, I never did it. But I'm like, I have told one person, like, bro, come on, man. Do you actually think she gonna tell me no if I press it?
No, you did that.
Yeah.
So nasty. Why would you?
Because if you 3 months in, you the new guy, and then you gonna tell me what
you can.
You gonna talk bravado stuff to me. I'm not gonna say what was said.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm gonna say I'm gonna talk. I'm gonna get in my bravado bag too. I'm petty. I'm just what I do. I'm petty.
Clearly.
So I didn't. Wow. The whole story. So that actually gets us to where I wanted to go next. Was our battle of the sexes, right?
Yeah.
Do you think it's even healthy to bend back on failed relationships, but go back and just keep going back and forth? Because there's people that do that, that keep going back and forth. Kiki, I'm sure you still getting texts from dudes, no shade, from dudes that like, and you probably ignoring them like, hey, how you doing? They fishing, trying to get back. Yeah. Have you ever been back with somebody?
Yes, I did it for a long time. And let me tell you, ladies, don't do it. Just move on with your life. You will waste all your good walk, pretty years, young, all that playing back and forth with somebody's stuff. Don't do it. Don't do it. Listen, when it's time to move on, it's time to move on. And these dudes will come back in your life every chance to see if you're still stupid. They will come back I swear to y'all, every form
she
of...
She pod. Waste your wop
is hilarious.
Don't do it. Don't do it, ladies, because they will
come back funniest
every couple months just to see if you're dumb. And, you know, a lot of times we be dumb, and we be like, okay, you know, because sometimes it's just easier, you know what I'm saying? It's convenient, it's what you're used to, it's what you know, but it doesn't pay off in the end. Ladies, go explore. You know what I'm saying? Let it speak English, Spanish, and French, like the city girls say. Don't keep going back to the same.
Here we go.
I'm just saying, don't keep going back. It's not worth it. I've done it. It's not, no.
Kiki, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
How does that happen, or how's that conversation? Like, is this like a quick check-in? Then, hey, maybe let's go grab drinks. How does that even, that conversation start?
I think y'all low-key got a radar, okay? I think that as soon as y'all see a girl really starting to be happy, trying to move on, trying to, you know, forget about you, here y'all come with something. And it's like, either you gonna come with the, hey, I'm just checking on you, miss you, sorry for everything I ever did. You know, you're going to come with some sob story about life. You know what I'm saying? Now I want to help you. You know, I'm just going to help them out. No. Don't do it, ladies. Cut these dudes off. Block his number and go on the girl. Go about your business, because it's not worth it. Y'all know y'all do that. If y'all really have a radar, every couple, like, I just got over you. I'm just the first night I'm out, ready to, you know, explore. Here you come with a text. Like, no. No. I'm totally
agree. Zach, how do you feel about bending back? Have you ever been in that situation where you going back or she's coming back to you and you just keep going, staying in a circle?
Well, yeah, but you know, I have this thing and it's evil. I probably shouldn't be like this, but you know, once I'm with you and I know you're with somebody else, it's hard for me to like you the same way that I did before. It's just in me. I'm just like, mm-mm. You know, let's say we separate and then you go off and you mess with somebody else and I know it. And then you try to come back. I'm gonna be like, nah, that's his, bro. Like, I'm good on that. Like, it's just pride. And you know, I let the pride, it may burn me inside, but I'll just burn. I'll let it burn like Usher, man, all the way through my soul, my chest. And I'm hurting inside, like, damn, that's fucked up, she will. But I'm in front of her, I'm gonna be like, yeah, no, I'm good. But inside, I'm crying. You know what I'm saying? So that's the thing. That's why I really don't do the wraparounds, bro. I can't do it. It's just,
because then you don't send the get back text of how you doing, just checking on your mama. How's your nephew?
Oh, no. You hit him with the birthday text?
Yeah, like, tell your mama I said happy birthday. Nigga, I've been with you
just,
10 years
right now. Just one.
Tell your mama happy birthday. That's a slick dude. Kiki. That boy is cold.
But Kiki, you know this, though. You know this. And Tone, you know this, too. As people who are on the radio, people can find a reason to get back in contact with you. Oh, just heard you on the radio. Was thinking about you. No, devil. No, you little.
No,
you
Satan.
Little devil. Yes. No, block her. Block. She's blocked. No. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. I'm so proud of you. Block. No.
You gotta block. I've done it, and I used to have a hard rule about it, but as I've gotten older, I've got a forgiving heart. And it's just like, you know, and I would say most of the breakups that ever happened, it's not anything crazy. It's just like, we just war on each other. And at some point, sometimes things just, it just wears out.
Y'all was just weird.
And you're like, well, I didn't give it a chance. You're like, well, it just kind of ended abruptly. Let me try it again. What happens? It ends the same kind of way again. It's a vicious circle. It's been times I swore I wasn't going to say something to this person. And they came back in, and it's because I knew they had some WAP. I was like, oh. And she got to saying something. I'm going to tell you, anytime I break up, block. You got to go block. I can't. It's it. I don't want nothing. Nothing tempting me. Nothing, anything. You just got to stay away. You got to. I think K. Michelle said something about her bending back, and it was funny. She was like, if I loved it once, I like it again, so I stay away. And I thought that was a jewel. Ooh. She dropped a bar. K. Michelle don't drop many bars. She kind of, you know, she aggressive, but that was a good one. Yeah. That was a good one. Shout out to her Black College too. Oh. Let me go ahead and move on. We got to talk about baby mamas. Little baby, Kiki, I know you saw this. This was happening like yesterday. It was like back-to-back videos. Yes. Little baby and his mama. Talk about that real quick.
Well, his baby mama.
His baby mama. I'm sorry, his baby mama.
Speaking out because she feel. First of all, it all started when his current baby mama and girlfriend posted up her new Birkin bags. They got back. Her and baby are back together, so they're traveling. They getting on private jets. Now all of a sudden, his first baby mama has come out, and she is like, well, me and your son riding around in Ubers. You know what I'm saying? You ain't pay his tuition. Girl, all the schools is closed. So what tuition is man supposed to pay? Cut it out. She mad because she saw the new girl get the Birkin bag and get on a private jet. Now you want to talk about you and your son. But we all take Ubers, honey. It's not that deep. So, like, you know, she out of line, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Like, that man taking care of his child. You just upset because he with the new girl. And that's why I say, ladies, you need to take your WAP on somewhere where a guy will appreciate it. So you're not at home looking at the new girls on Instagram mad because she got a Birkin.
Bro. I gotta take up for this young lady.
Why?
I'm gonna tell you why. Because the reason I'm gonna take up for her is because she used to mess with Lil Baby. Okay. As you see, this man he's rich, okay? Yes. And listen, and she's out here in the world. She tried today. She did, but it's nobody who's gonna
step up to
the plate and go. It's little baby. That's little baby, baby mama. He's like, nah, pocket's too strong for me. I'm going to go over here. Ain't nobody checking for her right now because she's little baby mama, and they know the stress, and they can't handle it. They can't compete. They're going to always be thinking, oh, yeah, she wants to be with little baby. She don't want to be with me. She definitely wants to be with little baby. As a matter of fact, I like little baby. How am I supposed to stop listening to the bigger picture for the rest of my life because I'm with your baby mama? No, nobody is going to touch little baby mama because they love little baby too much, and he make the realest music out. I mean, yeah. Any real dude listen to little baby, and yeah, that's just uncomfortable. I can't get in the car. You date little baby mama, and I'm playing little baby. It just can't happen.
It can't happen. You, as a guy, you probably running from her because it's too much.
Yeah, it's
little baby's crazy. Everybody's favorite rapper right now. You date this baby mama, you like, nah, yeah, I can't.
That's true, but if you hurt, you got to play your cards right. You got to become best friends with the new chick. You gotta send your baby over there.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's just things you can do to keep your pockets together. And you can still go out here and date whoever you want to date. You don't even have to tell them you his baby mama. Because we didn't know you until you got on the internet talking about you was riding in an Uber. We didn't know you.
Kiki, is this the new thing? How many times have we seen this, Kiki? Straight up. Now, this is like a thing, and do you agree with this? Because it's not guys. This is basically all women.
Uh-oh.
Every time a guy is doing something crazy, he is getting outed on social media, either on live or video of some type of video message or something. Is that the new thing? And do you agree with that?
No, I don't agree with it because it's so much more you can do if you just stay low key. You can hit dudes where it hurt. You can do all type of stuff. Like, hit me up and I'll tell you how to get to them, ladies, without all your business in the street and putting a clown mask on yourself. Like, I didn't know you, shorty, until you went on Instagram talking about you riding in Ubers and your baby tuition not paid. I didn't know you. So you could have done way more to get that little baby behind the scenes, but you want to be famous. You want the fame. You want the clout. You mad that his other baby mama is popping and getting club bookings. So now you want to be taking Uber to the club. Like, you know, that's what it's about. It's not even about what he's not doing. It's about you mad because she lit. So
I love the fact that little baby addressed it and said, little baby said, I ain't even want him to go to that school. That's what I'm talking about, little baby. That's what I'm talking about. He said, I'm not paying it because I didn't even want him to go to that school.
That was the best response I've ever
heard in my life. And I believed him. I said, yeah. I said, it's obvious. He didn't want him to go to that school. And you keep trying to make him. And that's why he's not paying it. Okay? He said, my kid is well taken care of.
Why is his tuition $50,000? He don't need to go there.
Yeah,
he ain't going to that school. What are you doing?
Oh, that's hilarious, man. Yeah. Oh, I love it. All right, let me get to this. We got a couple more things to jump to. COVID rules. Now, this is not being irresponsible, but maybe y'all can shed some light on it for me. Maybe. You have to wear a mask when you walk into a restaurant. And then when you sit down, you're able to take your mask off. Now, we're still in the restaurant. And somehow that's supposed to keep COVID from spreading in this recycled place that we're all breathing the same air. I don't understand that. We're still getting on planes. And I've been on a plane since COVID started. I've been on it twice. I'm telling y'all, people, they not keeping their mask on the whole, I'm in there sweating my face off. And somebody got it hanging by their ear. And we're breathing the same air.
Yeah.
Do you think the COVID rules are, I don't know, overdone? Because they, talk to me. How you? Let's just go from there. Do you think they overdone? Zach, you can go ahead. Jump in there.
I don't know necessarily if I think they're overdone. Okay, you gotta see, the thing is, y'all looking at the mask as far as like, okay, you took the mask off, but you gotta look at the mask like a condom. Okay, look at the mask like a condom. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. The same people who ain't wearing masks are the same people going raw. I just trust me, it's facts. Those are the same people. The people who don't care about the mask, like, oh, I don't need no mask. They raw dog. They raw dog all the time. Okay, so you know that's facts, mm-hmm. And you have to think about it. It's just a safety precaution, and people really don't know how COVID is transmitted. We don't really have all the understanding, so we just say put the mask. I thought it was wear a mask or be 6 feet apart. So the reason you wear the mask, and then when you get to your seat, you know, you're 6 feet apart from each other. I guess COVID don't travel that far. Like I said, we don't know much about COVID. So if a disease comes out and they tell you to wear a mask and wash your hands, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. Mm-mm. It's just as simple as that. Nobody knows what they're talking about. Just wash your hands. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? They might as well just say cut it off and cut it back on. You know, that's when you don't know what's wrong with your stuff. Yeah. You just cut it off and cut it back on. That's what we're doing with COVID right now. Mm-hmm. We don't know. And most people have been wearing masks as chin straps for the longest. They have the mask on, but they're not wearing it. So
Facts.
We don't know about COVID, man.
Kiki, jump on in there. Have you been out? Because, I mean, for me, when I've heard, you've been like, yo, you pretty much been staying in. How you feel about the COVID rules?
Kiki
ain't left that spot.
No.
COVID spot. Like, this corner, every time I see Kiki, she's in this corner. She has not left since the whole quarantine. She hasn't left. Somebody comes and brings Kiki a plate of food and slides under her door like a prisoner. She is not leaving.
Somehow still looks amazing. Got her hair and her nails done.
Gets her hair done virtually. I don't know how it's happening.
Yes.
Put her head on the screen or something.
I'm not playing with the Rona. Y'all can be outside being cute. I'm not playing with the Rona. It's a lot of ways for me to die, and I'm not dying from a petty ass disease in 2020. So wear your mask, okay? Wear your mask. If you tell me, I know you don't know what you're talking about. None of these scientists know. None of the doctors know. Nobody knows how to take care of this. But if you tell me to wear a mask, I'm going to wear it. Now, this is why y'all haven't seen me move, because it's too damn hot. If I have to go to the store, y'all, I promise you, it's like life or death. Like, I sit in the car for like 20 minutes and meditate before I go in the store, because I know for the next 10 minutes while I'm in the store, I can't breathe. Okay, I'm big, it's hot, my makeup running and sweating, there's my breath. I'm like, what is going on? Is this my breath? I hate the mask. So I will sit here in this room, in this corner, until COVID is gone, because I refuse. It's too hot. It's too hot. Maybe in the wintertime it'll be better. But right now, it's too hot for me to be wearing that mask and going outside. So yes, I will sit here in this house. It's too much.
Yeah, it's too much. It's super crazy. Let's go ahead and get to this last thing, man. We had one piece of hate mail. Me and Zach actually read it. It was a comment, and it said, basically, we were talking about prenups and how guys need to be on the lookout and always get a prenup. And I think she got upset. She said, what about women? Do you think women need prenups? Kiki, how do you feel about a prenup? You being a successful sister, how do you feel?
You know, we just talked about this yesterday at my brother's house, actually. I will absolutely have a prenup. Like, I was an intern for a long time to get, you know, in the game. I'm still an underdog, you know what I'm saying? So I'd be damned if I let your son come in my life and run off with my bag. It had happened to Sherry Shepherd. It has happened to so many women. You fall in love, you marry this man, and he take your money. Oh no, everybody gonna die. So I have to have a prenup. I absolutely have to have
home. So episode 15, Kiki, get your money, sis. Get the bag, sis.
You see how? Get your bag, sis. You know.
She switched it up so quick when it came to her money. Listen, she said, I am getting a prenup. You hear me?
I work hard, and I be damned. No.
Zach, so you already married? Yeah. Now, this is us getting in your business.
Go ahead, Alma.
Prenup?
No. No. Bro, my girl, my look, my wife lived in my mama's basement with me. She deserved half of everything I do.
Come up with her. That's different. That's
different. You know what I'm saying? She deserved half of everything I do. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? I can take that, and I know it. Like, she the reason I'm, to be honest, she the reason I'm here right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, we was doing some stuff. Some stuff was happening with the company, and they told me I didn't have a job. She the one that was like, "Nah, do something else. Something don't feel right about that." Like, she's really
the brain.
Was the brains behind it, and was in the building stages with me, in the trenches with me. My schedule was like drop on the top on the dime. Like, I have to be places and do this and do that and switch up, and guess who there and who adjusts around my crazy life is her. So she definitely deserves half. Like, I don't even, we wouldn't even fight about that. I promise you, we wouldn't. I'd give it to her. I'd be like, you got it.
Well, it's on you.
That's a strong man. That's a strong man. My answer is hell no. Of course, I mean, well, hell yeah, but hell no, you'll get not half of my money. Hell no.
But
I've been told Capone for a very long time. and nothing really, you know. But I say this for anybody, and I said it last time, episode 15, for a woman, just to answer the lady's question, the young lady's question, of course, I think anybody, if you're a successful person,
yes,
you're a successful person, and you're not like Zach, who has somebody building with them, right?
Right.
You are a self-sustained person, and then this person doesn't make as much as you do. It's fine. Or not at that level in their life, which is fine. You're in love. But you should protect what you spent your life building.
Period.
This is it, like, that's why I said, like, yes. I've had people say to my face, "Nah, but I mean, we'd be in love, but why would you even put that in front of me? That's not something that a person would do to somebody that's in love." And I said, "Yo, it's not about love at this point. It's about protection. Like, I would protect my car. It's like, yo, it's I don't want it to break up. I said it before in episode 15. Hey, man, y'all crazy.
Yeah.
I spent my life trying to become Tom Capone. I spent my life to make Tom Capone a functioning financial institution."
Right.
And I'll be damned if, because a relationship didn't work out, you could say you built it? Nah.
Yeah.
And any woman that falls for the lazy ass dude that tries to do that, you crazy. You, come on, Kiki. Come on, Zach.
You know,
this is 2020. This is the year. These are the years of the scammer. Everybody is scamming. Everybody trying to get over. So, no, I know people going to say in the comments.
I'm going to tell you somebody who I felt sorry for, who this actually happened to. It was Mary J. Blige.
Thank you.
And when that happened to Mary J. Blige, I was hurt for her because I felt like, dude, he came in, he got over, and then left her. Like,
he helped her get her stuff straight. They said like I'm not going to cause any rumors. I'm not going to say any rumors. Mm-hmm. But I've heard from other sources, that Buddy came in and got Mary J. Enterprises rolling, because it was all over the place for a number of different reasons.
She already Mary J. Blige before him.
And ain't nothing moving without her being Mary J. Blige.
Facts.
So, period. And he.
But you think he doesn't deserve something? Not in that case. That's like somebody can.
A severance package, like when you get fired from a job. The hell? No, he don't deserve nothing. He was cheating with one of her artists and all type
Thank
of stuff.
You.
That's
what I was getting ready to say. He cheated. So, how you get to cheat and get the money?
Yeah, no.
That's wild.
I'm calling the
accept
best
anything.
Nah.
Look at Kiki. Woo! Kiki, you got fired up. You love you some Mary J, don't you?
Yeah. All black women do. It's in our DNA. Like, you come out, you know, you have to. It's not even an option. So, yes, Auntie Mary is the queen. And I'm still mad about that. Yes.
I love it, man. I love it. That'll do it, man. We wrapping things up for episode 16. Four more to go to episode 20.
Woo!
I'm excited. Wow. I'm looking 10 more to go to episode 25. I'm looking for that episode 25. I feel like that's what we're going to be able to judge the podcast. again, hey man, last words. Let me go before I say my, I was about to do my last words. Kiki, go ahead. Go, tell me last words. Talk to the people.
Man, shout out to everybody. Of course, we love you guys. Thank you for tagging us in your topics throughout the week and also leaving your opinions, whether you're getting us together or you agreeing with what we say. We welcome it all, okay? We welcome all of it. But make sure you guys subscribe and make sure you guys follow us on What More Podcast on all social media. And tell somebody about the pod, man. If you rocking with it, don't keep us to yourself. Tell somebody about us. So, yeah.
100%. Zach Bug, talk to the people, bro.
That's right, man. Send the pod to other people. You know, follow our Instagram page, subscribe to the YouTube. We appreciate the comments. Like, if you leave a comment and you have a question about something that we said, just type that comment in. And I understand it may be difficult because sometimes you watching on your TV. I see a lot of people watching on their TV, and then they like, how do I comment while I'm talking about it? By the time I got to the end of the pod, I forgot my question. That's why you shoot us a DM on the What More Podcast Instagram. Pause it, send us the question, and we'll definitely address everything that you want to know, even if you disagree with us, you know what I'm saying? Because Tone say wild stuff all the time,
all the time.
You know, without facts, you know. So, you know, I understand that you may not agree with what he's saying all the time. So just make sure, you know, you just tag the pod, and we appreciate everybody who listens every week. You know, I what I've noticed, as soon as the pod comes out, people are starting to, you know, they are our day ones, they right there with us. Yes. You know what I'm saying? And just like, since y'all are day ones, you know what? No prenup with y'all. When ain't no prenup with y'all. Y'all get it all. You hear me? Y'all get half. We rock with
you. Giving all his money away.
Zach, you give him yours. I'm going to take mine. Hey, you know, pretty much like always, guys, echoing what my people say, man, Zach and Kiki. We started this 16 episodes ago, and it's been going good. We appreciate you. I'm going to tell you what I like personally is when you videotape yourself watching the pod, whether it's at home or you screenshot yourself and you tag us all so we can repost it. That makes me feel good. Let us know when you're being a part of your day. And just subscribe, yep. share, and let's just keep having fun, man. I appreciate it. It's a lot of views in here. I'm going to tell you, the What More Podcast has a lot of really famous people that can hide in them views. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. So you and Potter's like some exclusive family, because there's some people in here that got some real titles that come and watch. We know you watching. And guess what? We have
got a lot of famous people. Hey, y'all.
Right.
That's some of my famous friends, but hey, we happy y'all enjoying it.
Most definitely.
No doubt. Hey, look, we'll catch y'all episode 17. Damn, we about to be at episode 17. That'll do it for 16. What more can I say?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.